It's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I don't even know how they take this stat, but ESPN put this out. According to Next Gen Stats, Patrick Mahomes ran a total of 497 yards before his passes or sacks last night. That's the most pre-throw, pre-sack yards run by any quarterback in any game this season. That is just outrageous. Hard for my brain to even wrap around that. Joining me now, Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos. Zach, watching that game, I know Tom's the GOAT. He didn't absolutely have a monster game. I look at that game and say, if the Broncos ever want to stop Patrick Mahomes, they need to get back to the old defensive days, man. They need to get those stars going again, like they had at Super Bowl 50 and like what we saw with Tampa Bay last night.
Yeah, Tampa Bay was fantastic. And just imagine if Mahomes had the nearly 500 rushing yards going forward, then they probably would have won that game instead of backward. But, I mean, that defensive performance was absolutely incredible. Todd Bowles deserves tons and tons of credit for that. And with that game, what they did was they just made Mahomes run backwards. They said, we're going to get after you with four-man pressure, Shaq Barrett, CSU standout Bronco, of course, won a Super Bowl with the Broncos as well. He was fantastic. And they just said, you know what, we're okay with you running around back there, but we're just going to make sure that you don't get outside the tackle box, and you can keep going backwards all you want. And then, of course, Tom Brady did what he needed to do on the offensive side of the ball. Brady, when you say that about the Broncos building the defense up again, to have a similar style of defense that the Bucs had last night in terms of just how good they were, that can absolutely work, as we saw in Super Bowl 50. It can work, as we saw last night. But I caution that is really, really tough to sustain. It's really difficult. In fact, really never happens where you can have a good defense like that and sustain it for multiple years on end. So the Broncos need to work on their defense, which I really do think they will. But you got to find the quarterback as well. And, of course, I'm sure you're not arguing against finding the quarterback as well. But I do think that we're going to see a big commitment to the Broncos on the defensive side of the ball. And, Brady, if the Broncos wait a year to find that quarterback and don't make a huge investment in a quarterback this offseason, then I think you're going to see a huge commitment to the defensive side of the ball. You may see a big free agent that the Broncos go out and sign this offseason on the defensive side of the ball. You probably see them keep Shelby Harris, keep Justin Simmons, and then use that ninth overall pick on a defensive back to keep this defense strong and get better as well to be able to simulate what the Bucs did last night.
Yeah, well, and again, it's bittersweet, like you said, watching Shaq Barrett, because I think, you know, if you're in Colorado, even if you're not a Rams fan, it's still a cool story, and you want to see somebody that played in a local college do well. But at the same time, the Broncos had that guy, and it's a bittersweet one for sure. But I think last night there were more people just thrilled for Shaq Barrett. How about the quarterbacks? Every week we get a different name pop up. Obviously, it was Deshaun Jackson to start this thing, or Watson to start this thing, and then it was Matt Stafford. We've even heard Darnold out there. Well, now Carson Wentz. Is that something the Broncos are involved in, or what are your thoughts there?
You know, I don't think the Broncos are heavily involved in Carson Wentz, but Carson Wentz's name opens another door for the Broncos, and probably an even less appealing name for most Broncos fans to hear, and that is Mitchell Trubisky. Now, I'm not saying the Broncos are going to get him or going to go hard after him, but if the Bears do move on or do acquire Carson Wentz, which it looks like momentum is building that way, well, then Mitchell Trubisky will absolutely be a free agent. And, man, who knows Mitchell Trubisky well? Well, Vic Fangio does, and that can either mean that Vic Fangio stays far away from him, or he can say, look, we made the playoffs. We were a 12-win team with Mitchell Trubisky. So give me pieces on defense. Give me Mitchell Trubisky, and I can win. I know it's not any name that Broncos fans want to hear. It's a name that I don't hope that happens. But if the Broncos want an upgrade, want competition there, Mitchell Trubisky could be a name that is available because, Brady, look at how the price tag on these quarterbacks. We see Stafford go for a starting quarterback and two first-round picks. Sam Darnold is drawing interest of at least a first-round pick. Sam Darnold, was, you know, one of the worst quarterbacks in the league last year. Mitchell Trubisky is probably going to be a good chunk of change as well. Of course, we know Deshaun Watson's going to go for a lot. And Carson Wentz may go for a first-round pick, despite leading the league tied with Drew Lock for the number of interceptions. So the price for any quarterback is going to be steep.
Yeah, listen, I go back and forth with Trubisky. I agree with you. I think a lot of Broncos fans would hate that compared to all the other big names that are out there. But, you know, he certainly had his moments. You know, when we look at Drew Lock right now, early sample, I don't know that a lot of us go and say, oh, well, he's had his moments. Trubisky has had those moments. Like you said, there's playoff experience there.
Yes, there is. And this would also be trying to take a page out of the Ryan Tannehill playbook. You know, a first-round pick that showed flashes at his first stop but didn't fully work out. You bring him in. You're probably not bringing in Trubisky as a backup like the Titans brought Tannehill in as a backup, but that would be the hope there. Now, do you see enough hope to make you believe? Well, his second year in the league, he had 24 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Third year in the league, 17 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. And then last year, 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Yeah, that's a 2-to-1 touchdown-to-interception ratio. That's not lighting the world on fire. But, Brady, if the Broncos had that last year, you know, they're probably a 500 or better team right there. And so that is something where, especially for Vic, he probably wants to know what type of quarterback he's getting and knows what he's getting in his next quarterback. Well, Mitchell Trubisky checks off that mark. And then also, George Payton is planning for the future, but we know Vic Fangio's fighting for his job this year, so he probably wants a guy that's, you know, a solid 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. That's what Mitchell Trubisky is, and I know the name's not sexy, but the last time he played the Broncos, he did come up clutch.
We're talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Hey, listen, the more you talk, Zach, the more I'm kind of like, hey, I don't think that's the worst move in the world. And again, that hinges on what you can do defensively. We already know Vic Fangio is a mastermind when it comes to defense. I don't care if you love Fangio as a head coach or not. I think we can all agree that he's a hell of a defensive guy. So if you can get him the right pieces, a corner with that early pick, maybe a great linebacker, and then something else in free agency, then maybe you can get to this point where defensively you can win games. Offensively, you just have to not lose games necessarily. But going back to that, Zach, how rare is it? The Broncos did it. They built up an elite defense. But just like you said, a year later, the pieces started to fall away as players wanted better contracts and went elsewhere. You'll probably see that with Tampa Bay a little bit this year, certainly next year. How difficult is it, first off, to even get to that mountain and then sustain it?
Yeah, it's very difficult to get to, and it's like a perfect storm. And like we saw with the Broncos, it was a perfect storm in 2015. You also have to have great health. That's something that the Chiefs did not have, and that was very clear yesterday. The Chiefs are such a good team that they were able to overcome so many things that happened to them in the playoffs, but it just all deteriorated in the Super Bowl. Really reminded me of the 2013 Broncos, actually. When you go back and look at the 2013 Broncos, obviously fantastic record-setting offense in the regular season, dominated in the postseason as well. But then there were so many things that just kept going against them, injuries, and it just obviously collapsed against the Seattle Seahawks. That's something that you have to have on your side, especially when you're not just riding on a great quarterback, you're riding on a great defense. Those guys have to all be healthy for you. But it happened with the Ravens in the early 2000s. They won with, you know, pretty pathetic offensive play. While the Broncos did have Peyton Manning, they won with their defense and then haven't made the playoffs since. And then the Bucks had not just Tom Brady, they had a very good Tom Brady as well on the offensive side of the ball. So that veteran leadership is also huge. That's just why the Broncos can focus on the defense, but you still can't lose sight of what the number one priority is, and that's the quarterback. But again, you may put quarterback off 1 year and wait till next year to do that, and that's where George Payton is in a position where he can do that with this six-year contract. So if the Broncos don't make a big move at quarterback this year, it's not necessarily a bad thing if they focus on the defense, because then George Payton can build a plan of saying, look, right now I have all the young pieces on offense outside of quarterback. Maybe Drew Lock can turn into that. But so I don't need to worry about offense for the future. Defense, let's focus on that this year. A big free agent signing could be Lavonte David. He was a beast last night, especially protecting against the run and the pass that the Chiefs were doing. He's a free agent. If the Broncos go and get him, that's some veteran leadership on the defensive side. Take care of a few other things, draft Patrick Surtain at 9. And now your defense is pretty set, pretty young. You're feeling good about it. Then next offseason, all you have to do is plug quarterback, which obviously is a very, very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. Either way you want to slice it. Building up a historic defense is tough, but as the Broncos have proved, and this is before Manning, after Manning, finding your franchise quarterback is extremely difficult too. So I guess you could flip a coin. And which one do you want to take a chance on every year? And maybe you're right. Maybe this is where they go, all right, we're going defense. Let's get that group closer to a top five unit. And we'll see what's out there. If Drew Lock doesn't prove it, we'll see what's out there in the next season. Zach, what are you working on for us, man, that we can check out in the next couple of days?
Well, more so of this quarterback stuff, Brady, and just where the Broncos are going to go, all the options out there. Also working on a couple of pieces just about expectations. And I think today I'm going to be dropping my Jerry Jeudy expectations piece. Did he live up to expectations? And I think I'm doing a little series about did certain players live up to expectations. This one, I think, may be the most divisive one just because of, you know, when you look at the stats, they're a lot better than people expected. But, of course, the drops, that's not living up to expectations. So that's kind of a fun debate going on.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that one for sure. Zach, always appreciate you, man. Real quick, Tom Brady, do you agree with the MVP decision there to give Tom the most valuable player?
Since you could only give it to one person, I do agree with it. You know, and this one, I have less disagreement than I did with Patrick Mahomes getting it last year because there was one great player, the running back last year, who probably deserved it more than Mahomes. But Brady, I mean, you could give it to the entire Bucs defense. You do that, holding Patrick Mahomes to 9 points. But since it's one person, I do agree with it.
It's tough because I loved that defense. But then if I say Shaq Barrett, why not Devin White? You know, why not Lavonte David? It's hard to do that. And, you know, Gronk caught two touchdowns. Sure, Brown got one. But it was Brady delivering those balls. So I honestly don't have an issue with it. I would have liked to see it, but I'm not that. I tweeted about it, but I'm not really that frustrated for it. Zach, always appreciate you, my man. And we're going to just keep rolling with you if you're cool with that, because it seems like there's some kind of Broncos news every single week.
Broncos are fantastic at doing that, and I love catching up with you, Brady.
All right, my man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Look him up on Twitter. He's awesome. We got lucky getting him to commit to a weekly here with us talking all things Broncos. Noob, yeah, do we need to do like a checkup on Dixon? Noob says, hope Dixon's doing okay today. I mean, yeah, and I'm not even like, I wanted to see a better game. Tampa Bay just had the game plan. They had the game plan defensively. That's how you stop him. I don't know if, you know, Mahomes is that good where he can make adjustments. But so I don't know if that works all the time, but it was perfect. We're not gonna get too crazy with blitz packages. You know, we're pretty much sending 3-4 guys, and we're just gonna go our front guys against your front guys, and we're gonna play great coverage. We're not gonna let Mahomes get on the outside often. He did it a few times. We're gonna take that away and force him to make Mahomes' first decision to run. That's what you have to do. And it's easier said than done. Tampa Bay was able to do it. Pillow Fight Dan. Oh, as far as the only better team he had was the nearly undefeated squad with Moss and company that Eli somehow beat. Yeah, that's true. The Pats had an amazing year. That was the year that they won every game but the Super Bowl, and Eli Manning walked away from that one. So it's that was a damn good team. But this Patriots have always kind of had a pretty good defense. But that defense from Tampa Bay, listen, they're not going down as an elite all-time defense, at least this year. But they certainly played like it in the biggest game of the year. 40 minutes after the hour, Colfax, we're way overdue here. We need to jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.